Blog Talk Radio.
Freddie Wills here, sportsbetcapping.com. In just over a week, I'll be saved. College football will be here, and I will be able to remove myself from the torture of the baseball season. Well, at least until playoffs time. I am a Mets fan, so let's not waste any more time. Today we're going to go over the top five college football games of 2015, and I'll kind of keep this a laid-back episode. If we get some time, we will go over some of my leans for week one, but we get some good games right off the bat here. My number five best college football game of the year, most interesting at least, we got Wisconsin versus Alabama on Saturday, 8 p.m. on ABC. This one's going to be on a neutral site. Right now, the spread opened up. Wisconsin is a 10-point underdog. We've seen some books move it down to 9.5. A lot of question marks on both sides of the ball. I believe Wisconsin might be catching Alabama at the right time. Nick Saban has some serious questions at QB, the most important position in football. But then again, if you give Nick Saban months to prepare for one game, it's usually not in your favor. Wisconsin's got a new head coach coming in for the third time in 4 years. And, you know, a lot of question marks for the consistent Wisconsin Badgers. For both teams, you know, you're probably spending a lot of your offseason looking at this game, especially when it's right off the bat. So when you look at Wisconsin, if they can win this game, that's huge. Now, they could have a letdown next week against Miami, Ohio on September 12th, but we can save that for later. Meanwhile, Alabama, they also have a weak opponent, Middle Tennessee. So I have to say both these teams' focus is on this game. And I expect a very competitive one. I mean, Wisconsin does get a few guys back, including their quarterback, Joel Stave, the guy with the yips. I mean, the guy's got a ton of experience at this point in his career. A lot of people don't even realize he's still in college. So I don't think we see Wisconsin go, you know, on for a win, but I do expect a very competitive game, very entertaining. And when you look at your options for 8 o'clock on Saturday night, I mean, there's nothing else out there. You got Texas State versus Florida State, and Florida State's like a 30-point favorite. So, you know, I'm going to be watching this game, and I'm sure a lot of questions will be answered in terms of what direction both teams are going to take this year. All right, on to my number four college football game of 2015. We're looking at Michigan State versus Oregon. Now, this is a – did they play each other last year? I believe they did in Oregon. I'm not mistaken, and Oregon won after it looked like Michigan State was actually going to win that game, and then Oregon's offense just woke up. Yeah, they played September 6th last year, and Oregon did go on to win 46-27, but I know that was a much more competitive. This time around, I believe Michigan State is going to be the home team. This is week two, so September 12th, and yeah, it's going to be played at Michigan State. As you know, this might even be the year the Spartans can win the Big Ten. Michigan State is very well known for their defense, but they did struggle at many points last year when they did face elite offenses like Ohio State, Oregon, and Baylor. But again, you know, Oregon is losing a lot. Obviously, they always have a lot of skill position players, but I'm very interested to see what they do at quarterback and how that impacts them early in the season. I really think that you could see them struggle a bit without Marcus Mariota. Michigan State, on the other hand, they have one of the best offensive lines returning, and then you have arguably a top five quarterback in Connor Cook. I definitely have him as a top five QB for the NFL draft next year. And I don't know, this game will be interesting. There's no line on the game just quite yet, but I think you could see Michigan State as a small favorite, probably about a field goal, and I would lean towards them at home. Number three. Oh, also due to note, Michigan State's defensive coordinator is now coaching at Pitt, so I know they had some turnover on defense, but I still expect them to be very strong on the defensive end. You know, Mark D'Antonio, he's an excellent coach. Let's not forget. You know, he's been there for quite a while. And I believe he will, in fact, be able to, you know, coach this defense. I mean, he was a defensive coordinator, so that's where he, you know, Ohio State 2001, 2003 was defensive coordinator. So I think their defense will be fine. Number three, this game is going to be October 3rd between Clemson and Notre Dame. Clemson calls themselves, once again, some serious ACC contenders. I'm just not sure they're good enough to get by Florida State, even with Florida State having a ton of, talent turnover, not just their quarterback, along both their offense and defensive lines. I'm personally not a big believer in their head coach, Dabo Sweeney. He always has tons of talent. The guy can obviously recruit. He's only produced one ACC championship team. I think there's questions at quarterback, although I do think they might have the best quarterback in the ACC. And honestly, this game is huge because the loser is easily being eliminated from playoff discussion. The winner at this point, I mean, they're still in discussions. I mean, this is still early in the season, but when you look at Clemson's schedule, the big teams they have on their schedule, before this game, they have quite a bit. So Louisville, Notre Dame, Georgia Tech, those are the three games. I think could go either way, especially Louisville on the road. But if they get by those three opponents and they're, home against Florida State, I mean, they could be on their way. But I would circle that game before Florida State if that happens against NC State. Always a tough team at home, and they play them the week before. So that's something to look at if Clemson is undefeated at that point in time, because I guarantee they'll be big favorites on the road at NC State. And we've seen NC State a few years in a row give, Florida State and some other teams a run for their money, especially on a weeknight game in their own stadium. So they always have tons of talent. For Florida State, really, their toughest game on the schedule is Louisville, but they do get them at home. Georgia Tech away is going to be a huge challenge. I really like their quarterback in that system. It's tough to play, but I would circle that Georgia Tech game because if Florida State is favored, and that's the week after the Louisville game, I mean, that's tough. So, we'll see what happens with Florida State down the stretch, but I think both these teams, or at least one of these teams, will be in position to earn that playoff berth, and it probably will come in the winner of this game. Number two, TCU versus Baylor. I do believe there's a strong possibility that the winner of this game will get a slot in the college football playoff. TCU already, though, I can't always when I'm talking about college football betting, I do have a typical strategy that I have not gone away from in the past few years, but it always involves, after I get my leans from my algorithms, it always involves looking at where there's value, where public perception is, and then obviously the matchup. TCU opens up against Minnesota, and they open up at 16-point favorites. Now they're 14-point favorites, so the line's already moved down. That's going to be a tough game for this TCU team, and I don't know how much better Trevon Boykin could get based off of last year. I don't know. I don't see them losing to Minnesota, but I don't think this TCU team is going to be the same as last year. I think you could see them running into trouble a couple times. This is a team last year that did not have to leave the state of Texas. They only left the state of Texas twice. This year they got to go to Minnesota right off the bat. They got to go to Kansas State. They got to go to Iowa State. They got to go to Oklahoma State and then Oklahoma. Very challenging schedule. If they get through it all, which they're definitely capable, their head coach is one of the better ones in Patterson. So the big game there before Baylor, circle it now. If Oklahoma is, slightly above average this year and TCU is undefeated going into that game, looking ahead to Baylor the next week, I might take Oklahoma big there, but, that's for November. Now, Baylor, again, they're similar. They're getting into that Oregon discussion. They're getting tons of talent. The offense is there. This year they have some turnover. Last year when they played TCU, it was a wild game, 61-58. This will happen Friday after Thanksgiving. So just imagine if both these teams have one loss going into that game. I don't know. This game to me is going to decide who comes out of the Big 12 and a possible college playoff spot, depending on what's going on. But you look at Baylor's schedule, they get a easy cupcake special or schedule until October 17th. So 5 games until they play a real team. They go SMU, Lamar, Rice, Texas Tech, Kansas, then West Virginia, but it's at home. Then Iowa State, but it's at home. Kansas State on the road, I think that's their toughest game. Because then they go Oklahoma at home, Oklahoma State away the week before TCU. So Baylor could very well be undefeated. Definitely, I feel like they're going to be undefeated going into the Kansas State game on the road, and that's going to be definitely a tough game. So, and I'm sure Kansas State will be underdogs there, even at home. So, and I love to play them. Just look into some of my archived analysis on games with Kansas State. I've definitely won a few dollars playing on them in the past. I definitely appreciate good coaching. So moving on to the number one game of the year, and shouldn't be a shock to anybody. It's the Iron Bowl, Alabama versus Auburn. I think both these teams will be back in the top tier discussion again this year. Auburn has pretty damn good coaching staff. I mean, their offense is legit. And then they bring in, defensive coordinator to go along with Gus Malzahn. And, I mean, this team is going to be very solid. I will say Auburn, let's take a look at their schedule, because they do play in a very tough SEC. And they, right off the bat this week, they play a very tough Louisville team on a neutral site. They're a 10.5-point favorite. I don't know. Louisville's defense could be very solid this year, but there's a lot of questions right now on offense. You'd hope their coach would get that together since he's an offensive mind, but so far, nothing. So I think they will win that game. The LSU game on the road could be a very tough game for them because LSU, another team with a ton of talent. They just have a lot of quarterback questions. And then I really don't see another challenge until they play Arkansas, Texas A&M on the road. But then again, Texas A&M, I don't know if Kevin Sumlin has beaten a ranked team at home. He always plays. They always play better at home. They get Georgia at home, and then the Alabama game is at home. They could very well go into this game undefeated if they don't slip up against LSU. I'd be interested to see what the spread's going to be against LSU, because I think they're going to lose that game. Not a very easy place to go, but we'll see. I mean, this is going to be an exciting team, and same goes for Alabama. I mean, they're good every year. So those are my top five games of 2015. Obviously, it's going to change based on what teams do early. A lot of people are high on Notre Dame. A lot of people, are high again on Arkansas after what they did last year. There's some other big teams that people are really liking this year. The only other thing I'd like to touch on today are some of the games I'll be taking a look at for week one. I probably have some plays released on Sunday. Before I do that, just a little plug for myself here, and I'm a very humble guy. I work very hard at college football, and I'm most excited for college football. I put more work into college football, giving out, my expert advice, and I say expert advice very humbly. I believe anything can change at any time. However, I have 5 of 6 winning seasons in my career. I've never lost a season on my top plays, or what I call PODs, play of the days. I had a profit every year on those, and $1,000 clients have won over $339,000 in my 6-year career. Plus, if you go on sportscapping.com, which is a network of 90 handicappers, I have been number one overall twice in my 6-year career. So, and I'm also ranked number one overall currently in profit. Nobody is even close to me, and I can't wait to build on that this year. So definitely tune in to this podcast the rest of the year, and sportscapping.com/FreddieWills. That's Freddie with a Y, 2 D's. You can follow me on Twitter as well. It's at Freddie Wills, FreddieWills. And so week one, looking at some pretty cool games. I mean, we're spoiled right off the bat. Just looking down the schedule, and I like some games that have some top tier teams, some games that don't. But again, I'm just going off of what my algorithms say, and then I'll look at the matchups and the value that I'm getting, and perception and line movement, and I'll take everything into consideration. But this is one way of narrowing down the 70 or so games that are played on a college football weekend. So, the first game I'm going to be looking at actually is Michigan and Utah. Now, Michigan had a rough year last year, but now they bring in Harbaugh. So, my lean based on these formulas are telling me Michigan. I'm gonna have to take a deep look at that, because I think public perception is John Har you know, he's Jim Harbaugh is gonna come in and fix this team with a snap of his fingers, and I don't think it's gonna happen that quickly. And you can already see the public is betting them. I mean, this is probably a low volume of bets, but the public is definitely on Michigan, and the spread opened up at a field goal, and it's gone up to almost 6. Michigan's almost 6-point underdogs. Going on the road to Utah is not an easy place to play. Utah is going to be ready. They have a great defense year in and year out. They have an experienced quarterback, and they have a very good running back. So I'm going to have to definitely look at that more in advance. I do see the value if it gets to 7. I mean, that's going to be tough, because Michigan's defense is pretty damn good too this year. If they can hang their hats on one thing, it's that defense. So looking forward to that. That comes on Thursday night, actually, 8:30. So the next game on Thursday night that I'll be looking at is Tulane hosting Duke. that game's already moved 4 or 5 points from 13.5 to 8.5, and I am going to look at Tulane in that game. Another one you probably can't get too excited about is Idaho. I'm leaning towards Idaho with Ohio. And then finally, Vanderbilt, who I think gets a very short line here at pick against Western Kentucky. I have to really look at to see who's coming back for Western Kentucky, but Vanderbilt is still an SEC team. This may be one of their few chances at getting a win, and let me just check it out who they have week two, because I don't know that they'll be looking ahead or anything. They're definitely going to be focused on this game, although they have Georgia at home the following week. So I don't think this team, you know, looks at Western Kentucky and says, hey, we got to win this game, forget about Georgia. I don't know. Going to have to definitely read some quotes and do a little more research, but leaning towards Vandy there, that's a small line, and they're home. So very interesting to see what happens there. Friday night, we got a few more games, including Colorado at Hawaii, if you want to, you know, stay up until 1 in the morning. It's technically, I think, Saturday, but locally it will be Saturday and or Friday. And I'll be leaning towards Hawaii there. Don't know too much about this Colorado team. I think they're going to be better this year. They can only improve based on previous years, but my formulas are telling me to lean towards Hawaii, so I'll look at that game. I will say that it's very tough to go on the road to play in Hawaii, and it's even harder to, you know, go on the road or at home the next week. And, you know, they get 11 days off or 9 days off in between, and they host UMass next, does Colorado. So they should be focused on that game because they don't play anybody until October. Next game, there's only one other game I like to on Friday night, and it's Washington at Boise State. I mean, this has got a lot of stories already. This is interesting because Boise has a very good team, and now Washington's head coach, Chris Peterson, is going back to Boise State where he pretty much built, like, a dynasty. So I'm very shocked to see that they open up as 11-point dogs, and 60% of the public's on Boise State as a double-digit favorite. Granted, I don't think Washington's truly talented, and I don't know. Chris Peterson's very aware of that place, and I just think they can be competitive. Now, my algorithms like that game, and that one I starred because I just like the scenario with Chris Peterson going back. So definitely going to take a look at that, and that's a possible play of the day situation on Friday night. Saturday, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 games we'll be looking at, and we may throw in one of the big ones, but I like to avoid the neutral site games. The neutral site games on Saturday are Louisville at Auburn or versus Auburn, Arizona State versus Texas A&M, Bowling Green versus Tennessee, and Wisconsin versus Alabama. So the games I'm looking at, just real quick, some of them I won't go into great detail. Florida Atlantic, catching 7 on the road. Northwestern, they're 12-point home dog against a Pac-12 team. So I would say the Pac-12 team has to go pretty far for this one in Stanford. But Stanford's already getting extra points. So they opened up at a 10-point favorite. Now they're a 12-point favorite. So maybe come around closer to the game time, that sneaks up to 14. I might lay off betting that if I do like the game. Next one, Arizona State. Arizona State at versus Texas A&M. It will be played in the state of Texas, but it is on neutral field. So that one, considering a lean towards Arizona State, I just think they got a lot coming back. on both sides of the ball. I like their quarterback, Texas A&M. I do not like their defense. You know they have a ton of talent on offense. They have like 9 5-star receivers, but I don't think that's going to be enough. And I really think Arizona's poised this year to be one of the favorites to come out of the Pac-12. It's going to be interesting to see what happens because there's a lot of good teams this year. But I definitely think Arizona State might have a shot in this game. They're 3-point favorites, and the line hasn't moved. Vegas obviously not 100% sure what to do with that line. Next game, Texas at Notre Dame. My algorithms like Texas. Spread's kind of going the other way. A lot of people, Notre Dame is always one of those teams that I like to fade because public perception. But let me just take a look at who Notre Dame has. Virginia after that game, so no big deal. They're focused on Texas, and Texas has Rice the next week. So this, both teams only care about this game. So it's, and I think talent is probably pretty even. Notre Dame probably has an edge, but again, who wants it more? Who's the better coaching? I don't think there's a 10-point difference between talent and home field advantage, so I lean towards Texas there. So I'll definitely be taking a look at that game. And that's pretty much it for the weekend. And you get some games Sunday and Monday with Purdue and Marshall and Ohio State and Virginia Tech. So I might have a play in one of those games. So yeah, this is a pretty laid-back episode. I'll probably be on again early next week, giving out an official free pick. So make sure you stay tuned all year long. Again, I'm one of the best college football experts out there. I will definitely be bringing in some guests this season. The other guys give out some NFL picks, and definitely, comment. Let me know what other types of information you want to hear. But I'll probably be on again very soon to talk more college football. Enjoy.